Our theme today, the compassion of Jesus, is also mine. Our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 40 to 44. A man with leprosy came to him, that's Jesus, of course, and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Heartbreak for a nobody. We live in a time where empathy is scarce. Empathy is to feel, to place yourself in the shoes of somebody else, to experience their hardship, their pain, as if they were you and you were them, feeling with others. And when empathy takes over our lives, it literally throws out all the negative stuff. But it is a challenge, even for religious people. It reminds me of a story I once read of two priests. They were on their way back to their monastery. And on the way, they were, of course, discussing the word of God, etc., etc. And as they traveled, they came to a river that they had to cross. It was rainy season and the river was in flood. And as they approached the river, they saw a lady, a woman standing there. And she was afraid because of the strong current. And she didn't want to cross the river. So she turned to the priests and asked them, "Can you help me cross the river?" Immediately, the young priest refused. He said, "It's against the rules of our order to touch women. Sorry, I can't help you." His older brother immediately, the older priest immediately walked up to her, picked her, put her on his back, and literally carried her through the river. His younger colleague was very, very upset. And as he put her down on the other side of the river and they continued along the way, the younger priest scolded his colleague and told him that this is against all principles and rules that they follow and that he disobeyed it and that he was very shocked. And he continued for mile after mile. And after about half an hour or so, the older priest stopped and he said, "My dear brother, I already put down that woman half an hour ago, but you are still carrying her on your shoulders." This is what happens when you don't have empathy. Empathy is when your life is filled with this intense passion, pain, and love for others, even to the extent of transgressing formal rules like the old priest did, which his younger brother still lacked. Empathy is to have the heart of Jesus. The other day, I was in a rather bad spot. I lost 5 of my very, very close friends in a very short period of time due to COVID. And as I was a bit down, a young minister in Pretoria contacted me. And she said, "I see you going through a lot of pain at present. May I just share an image with you?" She says, Martin Luther, the well-known church reformer, when times were tough and people died of fever at a specific time during his ministry, he felt so intensely for them and he felt so hopeless to help all of them that the only thing he could do was to point towards the cross of Jesus with his finger. And the young minister reminded me, "Stefan, do the same. I know it's a time of heartbreak, but just point to Jesus. Just point the way to Jesus." reminds me of the well-known Russian author Solzhenitsyn. During the reign of Stalin, he criticized the Russian regime, and he was taken captive, and he was sent to Siberia, to the labor camps. And many people lost their lives there. It was inhumanly conditions. They had to suffer. They had to work in sub-zero temperatures day and night. And later, Solzhenitsyn told the story one day as they walked through the thick snow. He just couldn't go on. Fell down in the snow, and he knew what happened is that one of the guards would show up with a gun, shoot him, and the rest of the people would just move on. And as he lay there, he heard someone next to him, and he saw a fellow prisoner whom he knew was a Christian. And this fellow prisoner, without any words, just made a sign of the cross in the snow. And Solzhenitsyn said it was as if Jesus himself showed up. And he got new courage and he stood up. This empathy, this message, this sign of the cross, the hope of the world. So when we say that we need more empathy, we need to know that empathy is not just a fleeting emotion. Now I feel sorry, but in 10 minutes' time, I feel a bit anger again or more anger towards somebody else. And whenever I have time, I'll have a little bit of empathy or so on. No, no, no. It's a way of life when you follow Jesus. It is the Jesus life. Jesus had a heart condition. His heart broke for a world in dire need of God. And that's why Jesus couldn't stay in heaven. He couldn't send a card, get well soon, thinking of you, Jesus. He came himself. And we read in Mark 1 what it cost him when he saw a leper. When he saw this person who was ritually unclean, it was like, in those days, it was like having COVID on steroids. You were ostracized, kicked out of society. People had to keep a 50 meter, roughly 20 meter radius around you. But Jesus forgot his hand sanitizer in heaven. Jesus left his face mask in heaven because he had this heart condition. His heart broke for this man. Therefore, he had to come. He had to walk into this world, into this man's life. The Greek word that Mark uses there is the Greek word splachnitsomai. Personally, I think it's the strongest word in the Greek New Testament for the intense empathy, in feeling, carrying the burdens of God towards us. Empathy, caring for, splachnitsomai, literally means that your heart is tearing apart with pain, with feeling, with emotions for others. And this is the heart of Jesus. So when he sees this person, this unclean person in Mark chapter 1, this nobody, this has been, this ostracized person, his heart breaks. And this person comes into the space of Jesus and he allows him and it reaches out and he heals him. He takes away his uncleanliness. He makes him a new person. Because Jesus has a heart that breaks. And this is the heart transplant that you and I need. We need the heart of Jesus in the time that we are living in. Empathy, to feel, to embody the life of Christ is to live with a heart that is full of compassion for nobodies and somebodies and everybodies and all the people around me. But it's even more. Jesus tells us, the Gospel of Matthew tells us that the heart of Jesus is about heartbreak time for the hopeless as well. So Jesus enters the space of nobodies, but he also enters the space of hopeless people. I read the following words in Matthew 9, verse 36. When he, that's Jesus, saw the crowds, He had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The same Greek word is used again, splachnitsomai. The compassion, the inner heartbreak that Jesus feels towards people. When he saw this crowd, hopeless, like sheep without a shepherd, lost, scattering about, he couldn't stand the pain. He just couldn't stand the pain. When he saw, when his heart connected to what he see, what he saw and what he was busy seeing, he just had to walk into their space and help them. That's why Matthew tells us in chapters surrounding these words, how Jesus provided bread to them and how he commanded his disciples to take care of people. This is what Jesus came to do. He has a heart of compassion. He has a heart that breaks for not only the nobodies of society, but also the lost and the people just scattering about, like the times we're living in, the times of right and wrong, left and right, in and out, the times of judgmentalism. Jesus refuses. He just walks into the crowd. He just sees people. We see them, us, against and for. Doesn't matter to Jesus. His heart breaks and he does something to them. It is the way of life. It's the godly way of life. It's the life of Jesus that we have to emulate. Where did Jesus get his heart? Why did Jesus have this heart that constantly leaked love? Well, he tells us. He shares this privileged information with us in his well-known parable in Luke 15 of the prodigal son, as we tend to call it. And right in the middle of this parable, Jesus tells us about the heart of God. To me, it's probably the most important verse in the entire Bible. The verse that I would like to preach on literally every day if I had the opportunity. Let's read Luke 15 verse 20. So he got up, that's the prodigal son, and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and he was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. Five things that the father does when his heart breaks. Firstly, he sees, he observes, he sees his lost son coming back. The young man who wasted his life, who fell so deep into his own sin and transgressions that he had no way out, totally lost, coming back. So the father observes. And then, just like Jesus did in Matthew chapter 9 and in Mark chapter 1, the father's heart breaks with compassion. The same Greek word again, splachnitsomai. God's heart breaks. God sees and God weeps, as a matter. I think we can also think of it in this sense of God literally heartbroken, literally crying over a lost world, a world in shatters, a world of hopeless people. And then this God who sees, this God whose heart breaks, does the unthinkable. He gets up. Now, if you know the Old Testament well, the only time that I can recall where God walks is in Genesis 3. He walks with Adam and Eve. I remember in Genesis 11, God gets up from his throne. Yes, he is with his people as they wander through the desert, etc. But never in the Bible have I ever read, apart from Luke 15, that God runs. That God runs not away from, but towards. He runs towards his son whose life is up in shambles. He runs to him. He sees him. His heart breaks and then he starts running with arms wide open. And then fourthly, He embraces. I can just see the Father running, the Father with the open arms running towards his Son, who is so full of shame and guilt of what he did to his Father. But the Father runs with open arms, and then he embraces him. He tugs him in. He holds him tight. Oh, to be embraced by God. Oh, to have the heart of God. This is compassion. This is empathy. This is the empathy towards others that we need. The empathy that God shows to the unclean, the wandering lost crowds, and to the prodigal son. Oh, yes. And then he kisses him. 5 things. He observes, he sees, his heart breaks, he runs, he embraces, and he kisses. The kissing God. The only time in the Bible, again, where we are informed of the empathy of God. He kisses him back into his life, into the life of God. He kisses him back into his permanent banquet. He kisses him back into a totally new world. This is the heart of Jesus. This is the empathy toward which we are called. This is where we should be. We need the eyes of Jesus when he sees the unclean person in Mark chapter 1. His heart breaks. When he sees the crowds, his heart breaks. When God sees his son coming back to him, the prodigal son, his heart breaks. What do you see when you look at people around you? Do you say, it's their problem? They made a mess of their lives. It's up to them to rectify it or whatever. Have your heart become hard? A selfish heart? Me, myself, and I heart? It's me first heart? It's all about me? When you have the heart of Jesus. Empathy is not a part-time, after-hours thing. It's to, when you look at people, have a heart that breaks with pain and caring. Yes, I know you'll say when you have this type of heart, the world is too big, too many problems, I can't solve them all. You're right. My shoulders would not be broad enough. My purse would not be thick enough. My plans to help others would not suffice to change the world. But that's not what Jesus expects of me. He expects of me to turn into the Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. Empathy is to get my hands dirty with the Samaritan. You know this parable of Jesus, the parable of the Good Samaritan. You know how Jesus tells the story of the religious leaders, the priest and the Levite, how they see this person that was mugged by a bunch of highway robbers, and they beat him up and they just left him there for dead. And as they walk past on their way to Jerusalem from Jericho or the other way around, doesn't matter. And their religious rules forbid them to assist this guy. Just like the priest that we started with, whose order told him that he couldn't touch a woman. Priests and Levites, when they had to do service in the temple, had to be ritually clean, so they couldn't help. They just walked past and just said, strength, what's going on? May your life get a little better. We'll be praying for you. And just walked on. And then suddenly Jesus tells the story of the Samaritan. Luke 10 verse 33. But the Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. Same Greek word again. Lo and behold, splachnitsomai, his heart broke. The heart of God, the heart of Jesus was transplanted. And what does this Samaritan do? You know the text. He walks towards this man. He crosses the street. He walks into his space. He uses a little medicine that he has with him, his olive oil, and he shares his wine with him. In the desert, that's a very bad thing to do because that served as his bottled water in today's terms. He picks him up onto his donkey, takes him to an inn and pays the innkeeper to take care of this man. He gets involved with one person. He crosses the street and changes the life of one person. This is when you have the heart of Jesus, when you say, I can't change the world, but I can change that person that God put on my radar screen. I can change that person's life. I can dirty my hands with their pain, their suffering, their wounds. And you see, every single day of our lives, people like that will be on our radar screen. We just have to open our eyes. We just have to open our eyes. God sends them. And we have to turn into the Samaritan who will be prepared to cross the street. Yes, of course, it's an interruption. He didn't plan for that. This is how God works. He interrupts our lives, as the well-known clairs of Aptos, one of their prayers is, Lord, make me interruptible. This is what empathy does. It interrupts your neatly planned life. It lets you stop in your tracks when you see pain, because you have the heart of God, because you are called to stop and to help and to serve and to love them back into the arms of God. And it's not as if it is your duty. It's what you do because you have the heart of Jesus. You have the heart of God. You want to care. You want to carry burdens. That's what you do. And then Jesus says, this is when he closes this parable, when he finishes it off, he says, who will be your neighbor when you become like the Samaritan? What is the condition of your heart? Do you have the heart of God? Well, then it's time to ask for a heart transplant if you say no. The heart of God, the heart of Jesus, the heart of compassion that makes you stop, that makes you look differently at the world, that opens your hands and your heart and your life to others. Let's pray that God will give us his heart. Dear Lord, we thank you for the heart of Jesus. We thank you for your heart. And we ask for a heart transplant. We need your heart, O Lord, so that we may see people differently and act with empathy. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Teach me how to live towards you and towards others. This we pray in the beautiful name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord, the love of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit and of Jesus is with you now and forever. Amen.